Michael, let's get your take on 2012. Though you see things happening, you know, 2020. Tell us a little bit about 2012 and where that fits astrologically.
Yes, you see, 2012 is simply a transition phase. Basically, it will be seen like a dead zone in which actually not much happens. It's like the eye of the storm. So going into 2012, right now, this year, 2009 and 10 and 11, is actually, one could say, in quotation marks, much worse. And coming out of it, the other end, 2014 to 2020, will be even extreme. So I've described this in my book. All the potential scenarios are in there, which come to some extent to the point of where change has to be achieved through our intent, the mind being the tool of the intent, which we will set, and the intent having to be peace and cooperation and sharing of resources and all the things we talked about. So in a way, 2012 is hugely overrated and will in hindsight be seen a little bit like Y2K was in 99 or Planet X in 2003. So it's a large-scale psychological operation, one could say. Like, there is no such thing as ascension and enlightenment. All these are just words that people like to talk about because they remain in thought instead of being quiet and let intelligence kick in. So 2012 is a code word for something else, which is the entire change that takes place over a period of at least 12 to 20 years in reality.
You talk about in your work, Light Seeds, your book, true topics of the future. And as we talk about the Mayan cycle and that, these include, of course, Earth changes, you would say, would be the tops affecting everything. Would that be the top?
Yes. The Earth changes that are in progress now and that are becoming stronger and stronger are the basis of what is going to bring about the change. We had a chance to bring this change upon ourselves by our own volition, and collectively we somehow missed that. And so now the Earth changes will prompt us into doing what we have to do. And so when you ask about what the real topics are and what the future is, I would say we are now busting all the paradigms. We're ending everything that was the old. And we're now moving into subjects that we have to yet invent. Okay, so we discussed free energy, anti-gravity, etc. There is frequency healing that is going to come. There will be a whole new way of how we heal ourselves from, you know, the trauma of being human, of being on this planet, of being in this realm of separation. I believe the new topics are going to be that we realize that we all are inside of what we call the matrix, and that we realize how we get away from this, or how we step slightly sideways out of thought structure. And so the new topics, for instance, would be time travel, things of that nature. Something totally new will be discussed, which then will be used to create new economies and new realities, and to come back to what we were discussing, which then leads to us becoming self-responsible and self-sufficient and able to function our lives without relying on an outside agent, be that government or economy or systems of any kind.
You have a phrase called the radiant zones. What are they?
Yes.
What do they mean?
Okay, the radiant zones is a concept that, in other words, Cliff High at halfpasthuman.com calls this bog life, beyond organized government, living outside of the system. So this is a question of guidance, and as our new questions about the unknown must be asked of the new cycle coming, we see that the new cycle becomes the teacher. And so you have on the one hand a group of humanity, mankind, that is a mixture of the more primitive and the most highest and the most advanced. And this has formed a combined operating system, sort of the lowest and of the highest. And the ancient cultures knew that we're coming to a time when we collectively decide if we're really going even lower in the evolution or devolution, or if we return to the highest ground possible. And I'm saying we'll be able to get to the higher point by 2020 to 2050 in those decades. What we're going to need first before we get there in order to live outside the system and independent and self-sufficient with self-responsibility, etc., are to create places, not just geographically, but I mean inner places of what I call radiant zones, which means we're going to be, of course, in the next few years surrounded by a 3D reality of massive changes. Some of it will not look very pretty, but instead of concentrating on the negative, we got to look at what we can do about this. So the idea is that people step outside of the system with a few friends, a handful of friends, trusted people that are on the same page, and create their own communities in, let's say, zones of little or no human activity. That will mean outside the cities, inland, higher up, away from the coasts, etc. So I'm saying we need to not do this just to survive. We don't need to do this out of a motivation for getting out of trouble, but we should do this because we want to create a balance with Earth and begin to use energy differently to create all the things we discussed, the new electrics, the new cosmic energies, anti-gravity. So we need places in which scientists and searchers can peacefully work and continue to find solutions for humanity. And for this, the best way to work, I feel, is to create what I call radiant zones, which are places outside of the system in which we begin to function a new life. That can be actually highly advanced, technologically speaking, but based on Earth, with beautiful architecture, rounded structures, and with an eye to planetary movements and the Earth changes, etc. And then out of that comes a sort of a self-government, new societies, and a whole future of the new functioning of man.
Well, I'm just glad we've got this apparent illusion over the next 11 years of some spikes where it's not going to be all doom and gloom for us, even though it's not really solid.
No, they will. You have to look at it in a positive way. You see, what's happening outside is actually unimportant. It's irrelevant. We have to concentrate on ourselves and what we are doing. We'll be soon learning that we're on our own, and that's good news. Because otherwise we'll be still relying on these systems. You see what I mean? So, yes, there will be spikes up and down, etc., but that's not relevant. What we have to do now, those who want anyway, need to find friends and build little communities out of which we then create our own reality. That's the applied spirituality. It has to change with the behavior. It's not just thoughts and ideas. It's really the concrete 3D world in which we are going to change how things are done worldwide.